Things are honest, well, it's clear that I'm drawing dead.
Because hopefully we've got Peter Van Helver calling us. Yes, he's in the Glorious Sons, but he does a lot of other stuff too. And he wanted to give us a call this morning to talk about a show he's going to be in at the Broom Factory. We're back to the Broom Factory again on Sunday. But what do we have now?
For now, we've got some new inhaler.
Yes.
Up and wide.
All right, let's go.
Sometimes it's every day, oh my. Sometimes it's every night. If I can be irascible or proud, then we can be predictable. We turn to face each other, we turn to test each other, but we lean against each other. Keep me addicted to you. I look forward to
every day is just one bottle of wine or two. But hey, you can't even talk. You smoke trees just to help you sleep. Then why you out getting stoned at 4 o'clock? And then you come home to me and don't say.
You don't need it like
Okay, all I want to know in this world is that Peter Van Helvert is on the line with us. How did you wake up call? Peter?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, Madison, you're there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, look at us with this.
Technical difficulties.
Look at this.
Figuring it out.
This 2018 technological dream here. Amazing. Peter.
Hello.
Thanks for calling into the Indie Wake Up Call this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I know. You messaged us a while back and I thought, I haven't talked to you since April with Teenage Kicks.
Yes.
Yes, but you've got so much else going on. It spins my head actually when we were kind of just digging into a little bit about what you've been up to. There's a lot. There's
yes.
a lot.
Yeah.
Why don't we break down what's happening this Sunday at the Broom Factory?
I am playing a show with, it was supposed to be two of my best friends, but Drew had to unfortunately reschedule for a later date. He's going on a trip with his family to Portugal, which will be nice, or Spain, one of the two. But me and my good friend Luke Bentham from the Dirty Nil are playing, and Kaylee Chirico is opening the show, and she's actually the partner of our drummer in Gloria Sons, Adam Paquette. And she's awesome, and my new neighbor. We live about 5 minutes away from Adam now.
Oh, shout out to Sydenham.
Yeah.
Amazing. So it's a super group is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a super group.
Yeah.
When you get together different components like this that come from other places, what happens? Like, how do you guys creatively, first of all, you have to have the time to do this, to get together initially, rehearse, and then what are the songs like? What's happening?
Well, it's more of like a songwriter circle. So everyone's kind of doing their own thing and telling stories. So Luke has like an insane Rolodex of musical knowledge. I don't know if people realize that, but like Luke played last night a Dean Martin song and then he played a replacement song. So, you know, Luke just like will play songs that I think he's heard once or twice and perform them beautifully. I'm a little bit more anal in like how I kind of put things together. And then Kaylee's only played like a handful of shows in her whole life. So it's kind of like it's kind of like three different aspects of the process, you know, which is neat. But yeah, just finding time in everyone's schedule for us to be able to actually do it is the hard part. So I've been putting just these four shows together for 4 months or something like that with making sure that, you know, the Nil were home and Drew was home and Gloria Sons were around, you know, just so that we could actually do it.
I'm saving one Gloria Sons question for the very end. Okay. I'm a townie. Like I need to know some things.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an afternoon show.
It is.
Yeah. Have the other shows been afternoon shows? Like what's it been like?
I wish.
Okay.
we did one matinee show on the last run in Oshawa. It was great. We all got home by like 8 p.m. and we're in bed by 9. So that was nice. I'm not like a big late night guy. We were just in the studio with the Sons all last week and I would go to bed at like 10:30, 11. And it's the same on tour too. Like I say goodnight to everyone and I go into my bunk on the tour bus. The other shows are just regular, you know, they're not like late shows. Like we're not doing like bar stuff, like finishing at midnight. They're usually done around 9:30 or 10. But KPP does this thing with Pizza Monster and mm-hmm. they asked us about doing the Teenage Kick show like that. And it just didn't work out timing wise with our drummer Conrad at the time. So I asked them if we could do that for this one, especially being close to the holidays. I figured it's nice to be able to, you know, go hang out in Kingston on a Sunday and then still have your evening. So
that's great. That's great. And crowd wise, connection wise, is there anything different about an afternoon show versus the nighttime ones?
You get kids, which is cool. It's cool and not cool because it's cool because I want kids to be able to see the show. But when we did the Oshawa show, my nephew came and he stood like 3 feet in front of me and he was the only person standing up. And I have like, I don't have a lot of swear words, but I have like some swear words. And I was like having to like stop myself from swearing while I was performing the song. So that was like, you know, that was interesting. But my friend, I'm in Hamilton right now, just staying with Luke. And I went and visited my friend, Maddie Leon, who's like a singer, songwriter from here, and his daughters too. And Maddie is a very nice man, not foul mouthed at all. And he said a lot of F-bombs around his two-year-old. So I was like, maybe they don't actually hear as much as I think they do.
I love our Broom Factory kids. Like, no matter what the show is, I was at Texas King on the weekend, and there were like little kids running around, like going up to the front. It's kind of special there. Yeah,
there's a few younger kids at the Astros Wilderness show as well.
Wilderness, I'm like, those kids are cool.
It kind of makes sense. Like, I mean, like, you know, Jordan from Texas King, Jordan's got a little boy, you know, so we're getting to that age where, you know, Jay from our band has a little girl. Like, you know, the people in the bands also have children at this point, right? So
just headphones for Christmas for everybody, right?
Exactly.
Those little baby headphones. I love that. Okay. It still is amazing to me, though, how you have a lot of irons in the fire, different projects. How do you change yourself or your songwriting or even your presentation based on what you are presenting on a live show? Like, how do you compartmentalize? Like, I'm amazed. There's a lot.
Kind of. I'm definitely like a much different person in Glorious Sons than I am with my own stuff. You know, I worked in the music industry as a sound person for a long time. In Toronto for like 7 years, I worked in 6 or 7 different venues. And I tried to go on tour after Teenage Kicks broke up and like to work for bands. Mm-hmm. And I had a hard time doing it. I don't want to say it was like ego, because I don't think it was. The band that I was out with the most was the Flatliners, who were like some of my best friends and, you know, a very talented group of people. Like, you couldn't work for a nicer band. But there was still this kind of like edge that I couldn't get over that I had, where I was just like, you know, I wanted it to be me. So I decided I couldn't work for bands. And then I ended up working at Shopify for a couple years. And I got called by Brett and Jay when I was like kind of at my, you know, the end of my rope with Shopify. And Jesse Garden, who's a Kingstonite, he had been diagnosed with lymphoma. And he was their guitar tech, and it was like kind of like a sudden thing that they got that news. They asked me if I would come out on the road. I hadn't worked for a band in 3 or 4 years. And one of the reasons that I was able to go and work for the band was because it was just like the first show I did with them was they were headlining at Blues Fest. There was like 15 or 20,000 people there. I walked out onto stage to tune a guitar before, I think it was like, you know, before the set started. And I was like, oh, this is bigger than me. So there was always this like ability to kind of like compartmentalize, like that I'm just there to help serve Brett's songs. And so in the Glorious Sons, you know, I never get like precious about a part that Brett writes or a structure or anything like that. If I think that something is like, you know, I absolutely have to say something, I'll speak up. But for the most part, you know, I kind of consider myself like, you know, kind of like the Peloton in bike racing, or, you know, like I'm kind of a worker bee. Like, I'm there to like serve someone else's work. Whereas with Kicks or with my own stuff, it's like, you know, it's a different thing just because it's mine. And it doesn't mean I care any less for the Sons. I just care in like a different way, you know? So that's kind of the easiest way to separate myself from it. Cause I play bass for my brother's band from time to time. And the way that I grew up playing, I was like, if someone asks you to do something, you show up and you know how to do it. You don't, you know, you don't mess around with not knowing the song, not knowing the part. You present yourself exactly as you would want someone to present themselves in your band. So, you know, I'll go play 2 shows with my brother on bass and I know all the songs perfectly. And I try to, you know, perform to the absolute like top tier of what I would want someone to play in my band, you know?
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Peter Van Helvert from many bands, as we've just heard so many names drop there. That's fantastic. Playing this Sunday at the Broom Factory. It's a 2:30 show, $18 to get in, all ages. You know what, Peter, we're also wrapping up this afternoon. We're going to do some stuff in the studio where we're talking about some of our favorite songs and bands and music from 2024. Do you care to weigh in on anything that you really loved from this year?
Yes. Let me open up
Take
my
a second.
Title.
Take a second. Yeah.
Because someone actually, Sandy, who was in the studio with us this week, asked me a similar question. And I spaced. And I was like, well, over the last couple of weeks, I've been listening to the Globe Sessions by Sheryl Crow.
Okay. we're the same. Like, well, today, this is how I feel.
Nothing that was like super recent, not for any particular reason, but I did really like that. MJ Lenderman record that came out this year.
It's on my list. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I like that record a lot. I actually have been listening to that McGee.
Oh my God. We are such McGee fans here. Yeah, it's really special.
Yeah, I saw him on SNL and thought it was really neat. So I've been listening to that a lot. I don't know. I mean, I listen to like the same things over and over a lot. Like I listen to Always a lot, and I listen to that like Women in Music Part 3, that Haim record a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of do like going back to things that I am used to. Just also when you're around music all the time, sometimes I just don't even want to listen to music. Mm-hmm. I'm just
comfort season. Like it's comfort season right now. So a lot of us do go back to nostalgia too, right?
Yeah. My wife was not able to procure tickets to any of the Taylor Swift shows. So in an act of solidarity, there's been a lot of Taylor Swift over the last month. That's like, she would come in and help me build my studio. And that was like my token of appreciation, was listening to the Eras Tour playlist.
Fair. I think that's totally fair.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Peter, thanks so much for giving us a call this morning. And I think we're going to play a few songs that we messaged about. We're going to start with The Dirty Nil, Am I the Menace? We're going to come out with that. But okay, so I have one Gloria Sons question.
Yeah.
All right. So, and just, you can answer by just blinking your eyes once or twice. So this is radio, I know, but will the Gloria Sons be playing any Christmas shows in the holiday season at Kingston, as they usually do? Because I always go to the Holiday Hangover. Just blink once if it's yes, blink twice if it's no, and then we'll just leave it at that. Okay.
I can say with absolute 100% affirmation that we are not playing any shows this winter.
Okay. Well, he said it. I was going to leave it in the air and be like, we can hope. It's all right.
We aren't. Okay. But if... One thing I will say is that this band is definitely known for throwing things in the calendar at the last minute. But to this point, the answer is no.
The answer is no. Okay, well, we'll be watching for all of you in different ways and, you know, little jams and things like that. But thank you. Yeah. Like, you didn't have to answer me. You could have just left that. But it's always, I'm always looking forward to the next Sun show as well as the rest of us. Yeah. And I feel you got a lot going on with them, I'm assuming, as well. Oh, yeah. But we'll just leave that open-ended for another time. Sunday, 2:30 at the Broom Factory. Thank you so much, Peter. Thanks for joining us. All right. Talk soon.
see the bodies, how they burn, it's just the way it is. Smoky, dark, crowded room, I need nothing under pink light in June. I was so cool, but then all of a sudden, you saw me look at you. I burn for you.
I'm just in the waiting room trying to get tickets for said Gracie Abrams. That was Close to You, Indie Wake Up Call. Thanks so much for everyone who listened to our craziness this morning. Thanks for Nice On to bring in all the vinyl. And stick around. Between Friends is coming up at the top of the hour. This is CFRC Indie Wake Up Call. CFRC.ca. Check out what you need to know about our funding drive. Thank you so much to all of you who donated so far. We appreciate it all.
your feet. Trying to make ends meet. So let me treat. Sometimes you need to eat. Reserve us the best two seats. 8 o'clock's when we meet. She had Uncle Phil agree.
And Addington invites you to join them over the holidays celebrating Friday Night Lights on Friday, November 29th, December 6th, and December 13th. Stop by the museum between 5 to 8 p.m. each night for a free visit, live music, open galleries, festive crafts with local artists in the Creation Corner, shopping in the museum gift shop, and a special museum kids holiday shop where kids can shop for $2 gifts and have their presents wrapped. Plus, attendees can also enjoy an immersive seasonal candlelit play, House Guest, created by and starring Kingston-based Emerging Actors and Dance School of Drama and Music University students. Advance tickets are $10. Details at countymuseum.ca.
This is Lauren from Churches, and I am saying hello to Queen's University CFRC.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get a